Welcome to the Quick 10 podcast, brought to you by QuickTrack, focusing on all things FedCon and cyber defense from different perspectives and different personalities, all in 10-ish minutes. Here's your host, Derek White.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the Quick 10 podcast, live and in person. And I got my boy Khan here. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you doing,
man? I'm good, man. We are live in person at a conference, which is great. So we're not doing this over what a typical podcast studio or sitting there looking at each other's computer screens.
Yeah, I like this.
So thanks for being here.
Definitely.
You have a great story, so I do want you to get to this 10-ish minutes, talk about who you are, what you do. You've got a really incredible detail and background here to get through. And then, you know, we'll see how we wrap up and talk about what this event's like maybe, but let's hear from you.
Yeah, so I've been in CMMC since I started in the prime back in 2019. I worked for a big organization. We don't have to talk about it today, but at that time, the Revision 1 came out with CMMC, and the organization wanted to create CMMC team. So I was lucky enough to be part of that and got into the middle of it and learned a lot about it. And it was only one of the things I enjoyed most, mostly in those bigger organizations. I really enjoy helping folks, so we created a nonprofit and spent the last couple of years really helping that nonprofit grow. It's called TASL, Technology Inspiring the Server Leadership.
Okay, sweet. Yeah,
and it's helping individuals out in the community that is not very traditional in how they get into cybersecurity, but is all about them wanting to be in cybersecurity. So we worked with different organizations to get them certified. And, you know, and I spent a lot of time mentoring and training these different individuals to get into cybersecurity. So from there, we created Beyond Group Cyber and really, really excited where we are today and what we've done so far.
Yeah, it's incredible, man. Yeah, the mission stuff matters.
Yeah.
It just does, and it always will, especially in this ecosystem. People, they're proud of what they do,
yeah.
Right? And CMMC is a thing, and cybersecurity is a thing, but there's ways to do it, and then there's ways to help.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So you guys do that. We're spending a lot of your time now. I mean, what's the last 3, 4, 5 months look like?
3, 4, 5 months. It's been very busy, right? And I started off hands on with my team, right? We're assessing, you know, doing gap analysis, doing scoping, you know, really getting organizations inside of them ready for, you know, just when it's time for assessments, right?
Yeah.
But over the last 4 or 5 months, I had to do different duties as a CEO. And so I've been out here selling. And as a small organization, you guys probably know you started small to where we are today.
Yeah.
Is you have to wear so many hats, right?
Right.
The marketing, the BD, just going out here and just exposure, and really answering those questions about CMMC and that how you know the ecosystem sees it or the lies that we hear, and then what are the truths about it, and how can we get organization where they need to be?
Yeah.
In a very minimized scope, mostly when you're talking about small SMBs. We can't really scope 16 people when there's only 3 people that's, you know, within the boundary, but they don't know that.
That's right. And they don't, because every business that started from the bottom up,
yeah,
right? Whether it's small business in the DIV or somebody who's working on providing help is you build your company to make money and grow and service and you kind of get away from some of those principles, which is what the common theme of CMMC is making it foundational. Cybersecurity needs to be there. It has to be foundational to your company. So from, you know, moving forward, here we are. The assessments are happening. 48 CFR is going to be out. So if you're watching this later in 2025, it'll be out. We're going to see RFPs coming out by the end of the year, in the fall, whatever. Are you seeing an uptick in confidence from your guys' team that you can guide your customers to outcomes, like to solutions or services or something that you know it feels like maybe it didn't 2, 3 years ago? You seen any of that?
Of course. Consulting is a very nuanced space, right? You understand it's you just can't come in, and if you're too technical, small SMBs, they don't understand what you're talking about, yep, right? If you're not technical enough, then do they really need somebody like yourself? But what we find is the different partnerships that we work with, and I'll be remiss, and everybody would be probably pissed off if I don't say that, hey, yeah, you know, something great happened this year where we became strategic partners with KBR, and we work with a lot of different partnerships out there, and even QuickTrack, a lot of things you guys have out there. And one of the things that is very important is understanding what different CSPs or what MSPs works for an organization, right? So we're able to not only understand policies and procedures that are required, after we understand their scope and we understand where they are and the gaps are, now we can look at recommendations of what really fits their organization. And in the past couple of weeks and months that I've talked with QuickTrack, I realized that I had to be honest, right? It's like sometimes that OSC or OSA is not going to fit your platform.
100%.
And there was really great feedback. And also there's other different, partners in the CSP space that we talk to that really understands. And we're trying to find, it's not a one size fit all, but the ecosystem is really big. We shouldn't live like the Joneses. We should understand where what we are and what we need, right? So if you want to do a lift and shift, let's see what that costs. If you want to do like a CSP or MSP for 3 people to 10 people, let's see what that costs. But you shouldn't be buying something that is made for 150 to 5,000 people when you only have 3 to 5.
Yeah, it's the you don't need to buy a brand new Yukon if you have a cat, kids, and no wife, or no family, right? You don't need to have. No, you might like it, sound good, but if it costs 10 times as much money as what you need, that's what the DIB's looking for. That's why I like being at conferences like this with the like-minded people. Of they want confidence. This is our big thing, right?
Yeah,
the DIB wants to know what they have options in.
Yeah,
they don't want to be told what to do. They don't want to be begged. They want to be confident. So they want, but they like being educated, right? Yep. And you guys probably do a lot of this too. I know you do. You do a lot of education is one thing, but it's not consulting sometimes. Talking to them as human beings. They're human beings. Don't beg them.
Yeah.
Tell them that this is a good option for you. Here's why.
Yeah.
Do you want to look at this too? That's how I'm asking. Like I said, you guys have your hands in different places. And I it feels like in the last 12 months, that's gotten better.
Yeah.
Because it used to be said there was no assurances. There was no promise. I mean, you can make promises, but the DIB is no promises. Yeah. Man, they want results. Right.
Yeah. So that's agreed. One of the things that we were very pride ourselves a lot on is education piece, right? Yeah,
for sure.
When an organization comes to Beyond Group Cyber and wants that consultation and asks us about what's going on, how do we start a consultation? What do they need? We'll start with NDA, of course, because their information is very secure. Yep. And we want to make sure that it's all about trust and integrity. It's building a relationship with the OSC or OSA. And from there, we really drill into what they're doing so far, what they have, what they need, what they don't need, you know, and how far on the journey have they been, right? So we find in organizations that never been on a journey and they really need help to move from left to right, right? And we find organizations have been there 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And still, you know, it does not mean because you're in the space 4 or 5 years, CMMC, that you're ready, because we find anywhere from 20 BOAMs all the way to 500 BOAMs.
Yeah.
It's just, I always recommend a SMB, a small, mid, large, is if you don't want to utilize our RPO or registered practitioner organization from Cyber AB, just utilize them for 1 month to identify your scope and to understand what the roadmap is to take them from A to Z. Because if you don't know the roadmap and you walk up to it blindly, you just wasted 4 or 5 years. And value added and non-value added is always going to be there. It's non-value added. Sure. You spend all this time for 5 years with like 5 people on it. How much money did you waste?
Yeah. Well, the last 3 or 4 years, I mean, we see it with people who reach out to us or we see a conference. How much is it going to cost me? to be senior C level two. It's, I don't know. Tell me, answer these five questions. And then if they don't answer the first two, the answer is impossible. If anybody here or anybody online is telling you an answer to that, then they're not doing a good job because they don't know. And I think that's a great way of saying, focus on what you can control, which is your scope.
Yep.
It's your people, it's your data, it's your work, it's your business, right?
Yeah.
You can control, you know more about that. Company knows more about that than anybody else until you get into the weeds and you get into what that matters. And I think that's a great way of laying it out.
Yeah, we're not all bad, right? Some of us are here to help, right? And I find that once the education piece is there, and I believe it has to be first, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Came from a background mentorship. We want them to understand that we're here for them, right? And the ecosystem is here for them.
Yeah.
And as a small business, just like their small business, we want to help.
Yeah.
So
of course.
Any way we can give back, if it's an hour here, an hour there, to make sure that they're on the right path, that's what we want to do as Beyond Group Cyber.
I love it, man. Well said. I love your style. Thanks for being on. I really appreciate it doing.
Definitely.
Yeah, so we'll have you on again for sure. Enjoy the rest of the conference. If you're a first-time watcher, second time, multiple time, or listener, you know the drill. Check us out again. These episodes will be posted. They'll be up forever. YouTube, favorite podcast platforms. Subscribe, like. Where do you want to go? If people want to learn more about you and your group, where do they go?
Yeah, you can find us at www.beyondgroup or beyondgroupcyber.com and what we do. Also, with our partnership with KBR, you can look online and go to the KBR website or info at KBR Commercial Security at us.kbr.com. And ask for a consultation, and we'll go in and we'll have that conversation.
Super. Awesome. Yeah. Love it, man. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
Take care.
Thank you for listening to this episode, and make sure to subscribe to the Quick 10 Podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and check us out on YouTube as well. For more information about QuickTrack, visit our website at www.quicktrack.com. That's CUICKTRAC.com.